Central baseball coach Joe Kellerby on the team.
And Joe Kellerby brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Joe Kellerby joins us. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes.
Morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
As far as your baseball club goes, you're getting ready to open up league play, which just seems so weird that we're already this deep in the season. You haven't played a league game yet. We'll get into that in just a moment, but let's talk about that victory that you're able to come up with against North Glenn this last weekend, 6-3 victory. Got to be pleased the way your ball club played, and you've now been able to string together a nice little winning streak, six-game winning streak for your ball club.
Yeah, we were excited. We knew, our bats were really, really hot going into that North Glenn game, and we knew that there might be a shot that they might cool off a little bit. And North Glenn had a sophomore. He threw really well, threw on the outer half of the plate with a really good off-speed pitch, and we just had to battle. And, you know, they were stubborn. They're young, and they made some mistakes that we were able to capitalize on, but I was really pleased with our guys. They really didn't have our A game, and we've been preaching about how to still win games when we're not at our best, and we were really able to prove that on Saturday, Friday.
Well, Dayton Timbreza, another great game at the plate, drove in a couple of runs. Lewis Kuntz hits a home run for you. Those two guys really kind of helped to lead the way offensively in that win against North Glenn.
Yeah, Dayton's been swinging an extremely hot bat. You know, about 3 weeks ago, we really hammered in our philosophy of hitting, and Dayton's really bought into it. He's seeing some really, really good results. And Lewis, since we've been waiting for Lewis to finally hit a home run here in high school, he's been so close, and he put so much hard work in the weight room, and he really studies his swing. And, you know, he hit that, I believe, in the sixth inning, and that's a 5-3 game. And we were preaching we needed one or two more to really just give us a little bit of an edge there going into the last three outs. And so for him to get his first one, which was exciting, but to get it in that time and pressure of the game was just really, really clutch for us.
What did you tell Lewis after he hit it?
Well, really, that the pressure's off. You know, not that he was going up there trying to hit home runs, but, you know, him and Rylan are good buddies, and they give each other some good back and forth, and Rylan's had some success hitting home runs over the last couple of years. And so we kind of just smiled and just said, hey, man, you finally got it, and now we just cruise through the rest of the year. So, you know, he looked at me and he said, Coach, I knew it was coming. It was, you know, he's been swinging a hot bat too, so he knew it was coming. And like I said, for him to do it at that time just was exactly what we needed.
Yeah, a special moment for him, no doubt about that. We're talking with Joe Kellerby, Central Warriors baseball coach, with us today on the Team Sports Network. In that game against North Glenn, you had Caden Guerrieri on the bump. Was really good. Six innings, gave up the three runs, couple earned on five hits. He had nine strikeouts and two walks. Going to take us through what you saw from him, Joe, in that victory.
Well, every start Caden has had so far this year, he's gotten stronger and better. So when I mean stronger, velocity is going up. His location is getting more and more sharp. And the one thing you can always bet on with Caden is that he's going to compete. And even that just gets stronger and stronger. So we really, really wanted this game. We really wanted to go into league on a winning note. And handing the ball to Caden was exactly where we wanted to be in our rotation, a senior. And he wanted the ball, and he just battled, and we found some really good luck with some pitches against that lineup, and we just kept going to him. And the nine strikeouts is, I believe, his season high in a game. And again, just clutch performances by my older guys at Lewis in the home run, and Caden giving us that pitching performance to give us a shot to win that game so that we can be on a winning streak going into league.
It is a mixture of upperclassmen, of the Rylan Nostrands and the Lewis Kuntzes with the younger guys, the Dayton Timbrezas and some of those players for you, Joe. But, I mean, it's really come together nicely. I mentioned the six-game winning streak. You're hitting .333. What's been the difference at the plate? You talk about getting guys to buy into what you're wanting to do. What are they buying into? And you know, that process has certainly been part of this being your first year as the head coach of the Central Warriors.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about letting the ball travel and get deep and keeping that barrel in the zone as long as you possibly can. And that's easier said than done. And so, you know, after the first couple of weeks of the season, we kind of took a look at where our stats were and where we were making outs. And we just had to make some changes in practice to really hammer in that kind of philosophy. And then what we also have to do is you got to get kids to buy into that philosophy as well. Because it's not easy when kids are kind of taught coming into high school to just pull the baseball, get out in front of that baseball. And so we really had some good hard conversations about how to be successful at the high school level, how to hit velocity at the high school level. As you talk about, we've got some younger guys, and they kind of had to mature quickly and see some more velocity. And so that has helped guys like Dayton Timbrazy, who kind of came in. He's a powerful kid as a sophomore. He can really hit a ball a long way, but he loved to get around and hit that ball, you know, always to left field. And so now opening up the field a little bit certainly, you know, helps him be able to spray the ball around, and then he becomes much more tougher to pitch to. So, and then again, yeah, our younger guys, Dayton's a sophomore, and we're routinely starting guys like Omar Atchley and Braden Hartman and Octavio Gallegos, who are all freshmen, and most of the guys that I come bring off the bench to run are freshmen. So, you know, we just had to figure out who we were as a team early with blending some of our older guys with our newer guys, and about 3 weeks ago, we really kind of found our groove.
Warriors baseball coach Joe Kellerby with us today on the Team Sports Network. So you play your first league game tomorrow night when you take on Fruto Monument, defending league champions, and kind of, I mean, that's just a weird situation that you've already, you know, this deep into the season, that you have not played a league game yet until this game coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, we usually have a bye week during the middle of league, and ours just kind of came at the beginning of the season. So now we'll go four straight weeks playing. We've got Fruta, Junction, Montrose, Durango, back-to-back-to-back-to-back weeks. We don't have that kind of bye in the middle of the week where you either rest up and just practice, or maybe you grab a non-league game. So that's kind of how that shook out. I think it's helped us so that we can continue to work on who we are as a team and get us in a position to, you know, just really compete. And we do look at our opponents and we game plan a little bit, but, you know, we just really focus on what we know we need to do, and we practice those things about what we need to do to be successful. And we really, really preach just competing at the plate, and, you know, not just to compete in the classroom and compete in the community and be really good people. And hopefully that turns into good things on the baseball field. So we're proud of where our guys are at this point. You know, at one point we were 2-5, and we're 8-5 now. And we know some things are in our control in the Southwestern League and to get into playoffs. And 3 weeks ago, that's where we wanted those guys to be, and they've done a good job getting themselves there.
Central head coach Joe Kellerby joining us on the Jim Davis Show. You mentioned a lot of your sophomores, a lot of your youngsters. Do you feel that not having that bye week is going to help as you get into league play? Because you mentioned it took them a little bit to kind of get the buy-in to see the results. Now they're going to be playing pretty much Tuesday, Thursday, or two games a week for the next month. Do you feel that that's going to kind of help that development kind of skyrocket a little bit?
Yeah, this will definitely let us get into a groove. We just got done with a six-day, six-game, seven-day stretch. So we were around each other quite a bit, galvanized our team again with our culture and our team identity, and now we know what's in front of us, the Tuesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday doubleheaders, and get into a routine with practices, spending some time together away from the field with some team dinners. And so we've been talking about this for a while, so we're prepped for this stretch run. We kind of know what we need to do in order to get ourselves in a position to extend our season, which is one of our big goals. And so we are ready for it. You know, we got to stay away from the injury bug a little bit. We're not incredibly deep, and so knowing that, you know, we're going to be playing these two games a week for the next 4 weeks, plus we got to finish a game up in Eagle Valley on May 7th. We got to travel up there for the rest of the three innings, and actually we got snowed out up in Carbondale last Saturday, so we got to chase one more game. So we got to figure out how to get all that done in 4 weeks, and hopefully at the end of that we're playing another weekend.
Joe Kellerby, the head coach of the Central Warriors baseball team with us, take on Fruto Monument tomorrow night to open up Southwestern League play. Wildcats, they're already off to a 2-0 start in league play. They're 10-4 overall, defending league champions. And for your ball club, it's been a long time since Central's beat Fruto Monument. You have to go back to 2014, Joe. I mean, how much do you mention that to your guys? You know, for most of your, I mean, some of your players have experienced, obviously, being on the wrong side of games against Fruto Monument, some of your upperclassmen like Lewis Koontz and Rylan Nostrand. How much do you talk about that when you take on Fruto Monument? Because to win a league championship, it's going to go through Fruto Monument.
Yeah, it absolutely goes through Fruto. And we hit on that a little bit. You know, we're kind of trying to focus on who we are right now, and what we know is I mean, we know we've got one heck of a week in front of us. You know, Fruita's lineup is top to bottom, and they can bring guys off the bench that are extremely talented, and, you know, their pitching staff is deep, and they've got velocity, and they've got location, and off speed, and so, you know, we just have to prepare for it all, and that's why we just are focusing on how we're going to compete. We preach how we handle adversity, and you know, teams that can handle adversity, you know, generally can do pretty well, and baseball's a great sport to teach that, and so, you know, we'll continue with that philosophy tonight, and, you know we've got to play really mistake-free just to have a chance at the end of the game with Fruita, and that's what we're going to look for. We feel confident that we can do that if we're hitting on all cylinders, and so, you know, we're certainly staying humble, not saying, you know, that this is a no-doubter, that we're going to just go out and finally start beating Fruita. What we say is, We're gonna go do what we think we could do on the field and let the cards fall the way that they are. But we know that we're up against an extremely talented team.